Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we're into the middle of our second week of teaching on how to fulfill your destiny. And I am really excited about this teaching because I know what it's done in my life. I know that when God touched me and revealed to me that before I was even formed in my mother's womb, before I came forth out of her belly, based on those scriptures in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, God ordained me to be a prophet unto the nations. When God revealed that to me, when I had my encounter with the Lord, I tell you what, it totally changed my life. It was like all of the other things in life that occupy us just became unimportant. And man, I knew I had a destiny to fulfill. And I began to seek God with my whole heart. And, you know, one of the things I believe that keeps me on track is a sense of destiny. I really believe that. You know, it's one thing to get started. Getting started is hard for some people. But it's actually harder to maintain your intensity. And I have seen so many people that had a tremendous encounter with the Lord and just fall away over a period of time. And they can't maintain their relationship. One of the things in my life that has kept my intensity level where it is because I wake up every morning knowing that I am God ordained, that I've got a purpose to fulfill. And when I want to just sit down and coast, and if just left to myself, I wouldn't be putting the effort into things that I need to. I'm aware that other people are depending upon what God has called me to do. And it motivates me and it keeps me going. I live with a sense of destiny. And I think so many people miss that. You know what I want to do on my program today? I have this new DVD set out with four testimonies that we've entitled the Destiny Series. And today, I just want to play one of these programs in here about a young lady named Nicola Appleby. And I want to share with you her journey about discovering and then beginning to fulfill God's destiny. And, you know, Nicola is really special to me. I've known her for really a long time. I go to Charlotte, North Carolina every year, and I've been doing this for over 20-something years. And Nicola and her mother lived in Winston-Salem, which is over an hour's drive away. But Nicola's mother, Elaine, she always brought 10, 15, 20 people with her all of those way, over an hour's drive every service. And she came. And I mean, Elaine was one of the most fanatical, on-fire people I've ever met. And it was through Elaine, Nicola's mom, that I actually met her. And when Nicola first started coming, she was probably in her 20s. When I really got to know her, she was in her early 30s. And she's a beautiful young lady. She's single. She's never been married. And she had a good job. And she, I forget the exact job. It was like an assistant to a lawyer, I believe, or a medical assistant. But it was some kind of a professional thing. And she was a very well-qualified, very good worker and making, you know, some good money. And her life was good in that sense. But she didn't have a sense of destiny. And as I got to visiting and got to know Nicola over the years, I'd visit with her during this 1 week in Charlotte, North Carolina. Nicola was really searching about what God had for her life. And then for a number of years, she talked about coming to our Charis Bible College. She felt like that's what God wanted her to do. But how could she do it? How could she make it financially? Her mother was, in a sense, dependent upon her. Nicola was one bringing in the money and making the house payments and doing these things. And there was just a number of issues. And I think Nicola in this DVD is going to refer directly to this. But the director of our Bible college 1 year just told her, he says, are we going to have this same conversation again next year? And finally, Nicola made the decision, came to CBC. And when she came in again, she was in her 30s. She was a successful professional woman. It wasn't just the outward external things, but in my heart, I saw Nicola as just kind of adrift, and she didn't have a specific direction for her life. And she came to school looking for that. And I tell you what, she just transformed right in front of our eyes. And when she went to Russia, on her missions trip, she fell in love with the people. She went over and became a part of our Bible school for a number of years, and eventually has branched out on her own, and now she's working with orphanages over there and doing things. And of course, this DVD will explain this in more detail. But I tell you, this lady is just a jewel. She is a trophy for God. And I really respect Nicola and all of our people who have given up their lives, who have left everything that they had going here in the natural to put God first. And I tell you, these are the heroes of today. I really respect this, and I think this will bless you. So listen to this DVD about Nicola Appleby, and then I'll be right back at the end of the program.
Even though I was in my church and I was doing good things, I was singing in the choir, I was going and visiting people in the hospital and praying with people at the altars, that was all good, but I knew that God had something more for me. My mom heard Andrew on the radio in the late 80s, and she, when she heard him, she said, "This is truth. I know this is truth." And so she heard that he was coming down to Charlotte, North Carolina, to Freedom Christian Center, and he had a tent meeting there every year. And so she started going to the tent meeting, and I would go with her. One year, Andrew told us that he was thinking about starting a school. And as soon as I heard him talk about a school, I just got this real excitement in me that, you know, this was really something I'd like to go to. But there's no way. I was a secretary. I'd been secretary in a law firm for years and didn't make much money. I was supporting myself and supporting my mom and just couldn't afford to pick up and go to Colorado. 2 years later, back at the tent meeting, Andrew came and he talked about the school and I got excited again. After the meeting, I went and I talked to Linus and Linus said, "Well, what's stopping you from coming to school?" And I said, "Well, finances." He said, "Okay, well, you know, just pray about it." And so I was like, okay. 2 years later, Andrew came back and he talked about the school and Linus was there again, and I went and talked with Linus afterwards, and he said, "Well, what's stopping you from coming to the school?" And I said, "Finances." And he said, "Are we going to have the same conversation next year?" And I thought about it, and I was like, "Yes, honestly, we're going to have the same conversation next year." And he said, "You need to go and really pray about this, because if God's calling you to do this, he'll make a way for you." And so I took the next day off work and I prayed about it, and God really made it clear to me that this was the next step for me, was to come to CBC. And so then it was a matter of telling my mom. We were going down to the meeting that night, the last meeting, and I told mom, "I'm going to go to Colorado." And there was this big silence. And then she said, "You know," and then she told me word for word what God had spoken to me when I had prayed about it. I had my family and my friends in North Carolina. I didn't know anybody in Colorado other than Andrew. I didn't have a job to go to. I didn't have a place to live. But I just knew that God was calling me to go here. I was at work one day and I was looking out the window waiting for the elevator, and God spoke to my heart and he said, "Nicola, don't be afraid of the unknown." Coming to CBC was a real faith test for me. It was a real trusting God thing. You know, I don't know anybody, I don't have a job. And I came here, and God was so faithful to me. He provided for me. He provided for my mom. He took care of her every single month, which was just a miracle. It was a total, absolute miracle. God came up with a lot of money out of nowhere every single month. One of the classes that really changed my life here was Linus taught a class on vision, and I hated that class. I just never have been a real visionary, and so when we had to take this class on vision, I thought, oh, this is just not fun for me. Linus came in and he said, okay, everybody take out a blank piece of paper and write your vision on this piece of paper. And I just remember looking at this paper and thinking, I don't have a vision. So I just wrote my name at the top of the paper and turned it in. And the next class, he said, everybody get out a blank piece of paper and write your vision. And I turned in another blank piece of paper. And then he said, you know, if you don't have a vision, just think about what God wants from us. What does he say in his word? And I couldn't think of anything much. And then I thought, well, God is love. So I put love. Eventually I got to love people. And really, that was the class that just totally changed my life. I always had a feeling in the back of my mind that I would end up living in another country. I just never imagined it would be Russia. When God called me to Russia, I wasn't really excited about it at first. I didn't really want to go. More my idea of being overseas when I was a child was being in England. I wasn't really excited about the idea of being in Russia, where it's cold and it's not exactly the cleanest place in the world. And it's also not the most convenient place in the world. God had called me to go to Russia. I knew I was going. I had actually bought my ticket, and just like everything went wrong. Russia stopped issuing visas, and you can't go without a visa. The furnace broke. I didn't have money for a furnace, and I didn't have a job because I was planning on being in Russia. I was starting to panic. I knew I needed about $3,000 for a furnace. I needed living expenses for the extra month I was going to be in America, and I needed startup expenses for when I was going to be in Russia, and that was a lot of money. And I was a secretary. And then I remembered Andrew's teaching on how to be a water walker.
And this is an awesome truth. One word from Jesus is enough to overcome whatever circumstance, whatever storm, whatever problem is trying to destroy you. One word. And the good news is we have lots of words in the Bible. But one of those words quickened to you, made to come alive, is enough to overcome your circumstances. Boy, that's powerful.
I was listening to it on a Walkman, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start acting in faith. Like, I'm really going. Even though I have no idea when I'm going to go, I have no idea where all this money's going to come from. I can't leave and go to Russia and leave Mom in the cold house with no furnace. But I'm just not going to worry about that. And I was just acting in faith the best I knew how. I started packing, even though I knew it was going to be at least a month until I got to leave. I started just spending time with him, and I just took 2 or 3 days off. And I said, okay, I'm just going to spend time with you, Lord, and it's just going to be me and you, and I'm not going to panic anymore. I'm done panicking. In the middle of my second day of not panicking, the phone rang. And it was the law firm. And long story short, they hired me for more money than I had ever been paid before. And through that, the Lord provided for me. And I really believe that it was from listening to Andrew's teaching that got me focused back on God and not worried about all my problems around me. And just to get out there and step out in faith. I had just finished reading in Hebrews, and so I went on to James, and I was reading in James 1, and I read down, and I got to verse 27, where it says, this is true religion, to visit the orphans and the widows in their distress. A friend of mine called me, and she said, Nicola, I've been praying for you for 2 weeks, and orphanages keeps coming to my mind. Russia is a land where there's a lot of people who just have no hope, and they drown themselves in alcohol. And unfortunately, that's the life that a lot of these orphans end up with. The statistics for the orphanage is 40% of them become alcoholics and drug addicts. And then 40% of them become criminals. 10% of them end up committing suicide. The final 10% live. It's not like a great life, but they survive. And out of that 10%, there are 2% who go on to get an education or they get a job and they live a good life. And out of that 2% of the final 10%, all of them have had someone in their life who's come alongside them to help them. I wasn't ready to make a commitment until I really knew that this was God, because I know that when you get into a ministry, sometimes things get hard, and when they get hard, I didn't want to have something based on emotion. But I never could see myself being a missionary, because to me, a missionary is somebody who really likes to be out there, you know, who likes to stand on the stage and have the million people out in the congregation and preaching to the masses, and that is so totally not me. I prefer to be behind the scenes, and I'm more of a quiet person that I enjoy one-on-one, and I just never imagined that, you know, that could be me. And so I sort of wrote it off. I can't be a missionary because I don't like being on stage in front of people. And just through coming to CBC and going on the missions trip, I saw that missions isn't only being out there in the public eye, it's also being back there behind the scenes. But I'm telling you, whatever God's called you to do, that's where your heart will be. And He called me to Russia, and I love it.
Man, I hope that blessed you. You know, it's hard to get everything into one of these little DVD things and condense it into just a few minutes, but I have been to Russia. I have seen Nicola minister over there. And, you know, it's different. When a person gets in the place that God has called them to be, they just have an anointing on their life that they don't have other times. You know, this is one of the drawbacks to the way most missionaries do things, where they go on the foreign field and then they have to come home and they raise their money. They go around to churches and itinerate. And really, when they're here in the States and they're itinerating in these churches, they aren't really under their anointing. They aren't doing what God called them to do. But you go see them on the foreign field, you see their compassion and love, and I tell you, it is impressive. And I have been to Russia. And I have seen Nicola over there, and I have seen the way that God's using her, just the way that she's got a grasp of the language. It's amazing to me the way that they've been able to pick up this language, the way that they function. And again, I just want to offer this DVD to you today that we've shown you about Nicola to encourage you that here's a young lady who was good. She loved God. Her life was successful. There was good things happening. She had a good group of friends, and you know, most people would have felt satisfied with what she had. But Nicola, as she sat under the Word, just began to realize that, you know, there was more that God had planned for her than what she was experiencing. And so she made the step. She came to school, and boy, I mean, God touched her, changed her life, and now Nicola is changing people's lives. I've seen it. And there are people's lives that are being transformed. And I am really excited about what God has done for her. And the reason I share this is to encourage you. It's not to condemn you. It's to encourage you that regardless of what your life is going like, you know, I just hate the thought that I live for 60, 70, 80 years, whatever, and that I'm a blessing to a couple of people, but that I didn't fulfill God's purpose for my life. I would hate that thought. And I can tell you, Nicola now is beginning to enter into, it's not complete, but she has begun to start seeing God use her in a way that she probably never dreamed of. And yet people's lives are being changed. And we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of examples of this. You could be one of those. God, there is no telling what God could do with you. You know, there was a man, Dwight L. Moody, who was in a church service one time, and the visiting evangelist made this statement. He says, "The world has never seen what God could do with one man who is completely yielded to Him." And Dwight L. Moody stood up and said, "By the grace of God, I'll be that man." And he didn't even have a third grade education. He was actually denied church membership one time because they didn't think he exhibited enough qualities of being a Christian. They wouldn't let him join. And yet this man, with no education, but just a burning desire to commit himself completely to God, he found out God's purpose for him. He preached on every continent of the world, preached before kings and queens, probably affected more people for the Lord in his generation than any other person alive. And hundreds of years, or over 100 years after his death, here we are still talking about him. He still has Bible schools that he started. He's still influencing the world. And God just used him in a miraculous way because he made a decision that he was going to find God's will and fulfill it. That's what Nicola's done. That's what I've done. I encourage you that God has a purpose for you. You can't just say whatever will be. You need to seek God. And I want to encourage you with this too, that God wants to show His will to you more than you want to know it. I really believe that. It's beneficial to the Lord and to His kingdom for you to find your slot and to get into it. So I encourage you to do that. Today we're going to offer you this DVD. I encourage you to listen to our announcer and then call or write and get these materials.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories, Volume 1, is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these destiny stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, for Nicola, Charis Bible College was an important part of her finding her destiny and beginning to fulfill it. And it could be the same thing for you. We are seeing hundreds and actually thousands of people through all of our Bible colleges worldwide who are now having their life impacted and changed. And I tell you, for many people, this is a first step. Why would God show you step number 10 unless you fulfill the first step? If you feel that God is stirring you up and leading you to come to our Charis Bible College, I encourage you to please call the number that you see on your screen, or you can go to our website, but check it out and come and fulfill God's destiny on your life.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth Seminar June 11th through the 13th, in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference June 29th through July 3rd, and in South Africa for a Gospel Truth Seminar July 21st through the 23rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma July 30th and 31st, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 6th through the 8th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd for our Summer Family Bible Conference.
Anna has a heart to reach the lost, but she needs help getting started. Sean feels a call to the ministry, but he also feels unprepared. Ben and Maggie have been Christians for a long time, but in their golden years, they want a deeper relationship with the Lord. Are you like Anna or Sean or Ben and Maggie? If so, take the next step. Call, write, or go to our website and ask for the Charis Bible College brochure and DVD. Andrew Womack founded Charis Bible College to help you discover your destiny. There is joy and fulfillment awaiting you, the kind that only comes from knowing you are doing what God created you to do. Take that first step today. Call, write, or go to the website and ask about CBC.
Paul said, by the mercies of God, I'm beseeching you to make yourself a living sacrifice. If you would turn your life over and find out God's purpose for your life, I guarantee you it would be the best thing for you that ever happened. Not only talking about the people that God wants to use you to impact and to help them and to touch their life, but it would be the best thing for you. And I don't care if you have to give up money. I don't care if you have to give up fame and recognition. I don't care if your family understands and rejects you and turns against you and ridicules you. Doesn't matter what the price is that you pay. I'm telling you that God created you for a purpose.